Many will remember the fate of Sir Kim Darroch, the former British ambassador to the United States, who was forced to resign his position following the unwarranted disclosure and publication of the confidential reports that he had sent back to the government of the United Kingdom. As an ambassador, Sir Kim had a duty to represent the United Kingdom. He also had a duty to report back to the government of the country that he represented. This he did in somewhat unflattering terms. The disclosure of those confidential reports caused the government of the United States to make it impossible for Sir Kim to continue in his duties as ambassador. We in God's Church occupy a similar position to that of Sir Kim, inasmuch as we are the representatives of the kingdom of God. And God the Father is very interested in the confidential reports that we are sending back to him, to the government that we represent. My overall purpose today is to bring to our attention the fact that the place where God's people have gathered together at this time has become the embassy of the kingdom of God. And God the Father is very interested in what we're going to be doing here. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20, the Apostle Paul tells us unequivocally that we are ambassadors for Christ. His phraseology could hardly be clearer. For many of us at the feast, it is our annual refresher program, a vitally important annual event. And reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20, we find these words. Now we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. During our stay here, or any other location where God's people are gathered together, these places have become the embassies of the kingdom of God. We have become the embassy staff to represent and reflect the qualities of the kingdom of God. Individually and collectively, we are ambassadors. The staff of any embassy are expected to reflect the qualities and the attractions of the nation that they represent. They are not expected to take part in any activity which would be contrary to or detrimental to the host nation. However, the laws of the kingdom that we represent must always take precedence over local and national laws or state laws which are contrary to the laws of the kingdom that we represent. And they must, as I say, they must always take precedence over the local laws. Our confidential reports to the government are the sighing and crying for the abominations committed in our local nation. Here, when we are recalled to the main embassy, we are expected to be actively reporting back to our head of state. Even in our home environment, we are ambassadorial staff. Here, we are at the feast site, which is, for the duration of the feast, has become the embassy of the kingdom of God. Turning now to Daniel chapter 7, and reading verses 13 and 14, we find a description of the kingdom that we are representing. This is an everlasting kingdom, ordained by God, a kingdom that will rule all peoples and every part of this planet, every single area of the earth's surface. Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him, and it was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom to all people, nations and languages should serve him. His dominion, an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. Here and throughout our life, we are representing a kingdom that will never be destroyed. All the kingdoms of this world are in the process of falling apart. And as Mr. Henderson brought out this past Sabbath, everywhere out there is in a state of unprecedented chaos. There appears to be a political elite who are very close to destroying the nations of this world for their own purposes. Those representing the wishes of the national populations are being neutered and undermined in order to thwart the wishes of the people. As ambassadorial staff, we are expected to be reporting back to our government in order that, you know, the situation may be shown that we are genuinely concerned with what is going on in the states that we occupy, both socially, economically, morally, and in every other field. At the same time, we must not allow ourselves to become embroiled in the political areas of our host nation. We know that the systems of this present age are about to be overthrown at the return of our head of state, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, in chapter 9 and verses 6 and 7, it comes to the description of our soon coming head of state. When we consider the present rulers of the earth, none come remotely close in quality or ability of our Saviour. And here in Isaiah chapter 9 verses 6 and 7, we read the following words. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even for ever. The zeal of the Eternal of Hosts will perform this. This is our head of state, whom we will be representing. There can be no higher honour for mankind than to have this duty, to represent the one by whom everything takes its reality. It is our job now, in this life, to be entrusted with this task. Our coming king and our present ruler is omnipotent, and his will be done. Every word that he has uttered will be carried out to completion. There will be no end to his rule. There will be no ifs and there will be no buts. This is the coming ruler of this earth, to whom God the Father has given all things. For the duration of the feast, this is the embassy of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is an everlasting kingdom, and our coming king is the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government, there will be no end. His kingdom will be ruled with true justice, whose wisdom far outshines that of Solomon. Jesus Christ, our coming King, described as Wonderful Counselor and Mighty God. During the 8 days that we are here, this is the embassy of the Mighty King, of whose kingdom there will be no end. And whilst we are here, we need to realise that according to the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations, 1961, Article 22.1, the premises of the mission shall be inviolable. The agents of the receiving state may not enter them, except with the express permission and consent of the head of the mission. It is up to us, individually and collectively, to ensure that the agents of the host nation are kept well away. So let us all enjoy the fellowship with each other and our Creator and soon coming King, that we will learn to grow together into the holy temple to which our Saviour, Jesus Christ, our King, will soon return.